And as promised, we have a guest who has come into the studio, Jan Newman. Welcome, Jan.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm feeling pretty good after recovering overnight from an abundance of sun yesterday.
Yes, like
got a little bit done. But let's talk about the Annex.
Well, the Annex is newly opened on the 1st of May, what we like to call a collaboration center.
Okay.
And it's newly renovated open space with comfortable chairs and couches. It has a fireplace, a couple of cafe tables in the front sunny window, and then lots of big tables and chairs for working independently or in groups with others. So there's also a kitchen area in the back, you know, with a place to stash your lunch and grab a cup of coffee or tea.
And I visited there back a few months ago. I think there was an opening, and it looked they were in process of doing that. Now, what's your relationship with the Annex?
I am the office coordinator there.
Ah.
And in addition to the open sort of collaborative space, we have dedicated offices in the back. So if you are looking for an office space, we have those for lease. They can be leased short-term or long-term, whatever your needs are, seasonally. We also have a conference room and a classroom. So if you want to give a presentation or hold a class or just have a quiet meeting, we can accommodate that as well.
Okay. Would you say the facility is now finished?
It's up and running. We've had variety of events and people in. You can come in by the day and just get a daily pass, use the Wi-Fi, the printer, scanner, copier, have a complimentary cup of coffee, like I said, spread out, plug in your laptop, take a phone call, meet with people, whatever your needs are.
Okay, so this sounds like a much more sophisticated and in some respects useful space than what typically is associated with somebody who has a computer and goes to a coffee shop and hops
right.
on.
Well, it's a place to work outside of your kitchen table or a restaurant, you know, which can be wonderful venues, but maybe difficult to have a meeting or keep any confidentiality or even spread out. And, you know, if you want to work a full day or in the middle of the day, sometimes meal times are difficult in those kinds of situations.
Sure, sure. Now, this is an idea that has popped up in other places. I have, in particular, been in Anchorage, the boardroom, for example.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's the Palmer version of the boardroom.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So our typical hours are 8 to 5, but we are also very open to other after-hours and weekend events being held in there. So it could be a really nice venue for, you know, we've to have a breakfast meeting, or we've had beer and pizza parties there after hours.
Sure.
We held the speed mentoring there earlier this month. It's also a great place for a private party. You know, you could have an office party there, a retirement party, a holiday party, or even you know, a graduation or anniversary party, whatever your needs are.
Okay, now this building I'm familiar with from its older days, its history, and I remember being in it a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
So the change is pretty amazing. There was a lot of work done.
It's an incredibly beautiful space now. The designers did, Luana Erfer of SDG and Eric Morey, along with Ryan King, did an amazing job renovating the building. Beautiful paint colors, lots of sort of upcycled creative ideas. They refurbished some of the wood that they pulled out of the ceiling and built some of the fronts of countertops. They have beautiful concrete countertops with, you know, watch gears in them, and an amazing fireplace that it has to be seen to be believed.
Wow, all of that.
So
has it been a very busy place? And it's been officially open for how long?
We officially opened on the 1st of May, but we held our grand opening a week later on the 8th.
Right.
And we have four of the eight dedicated offices rented. We have, like I said, we've held breakfast meetings, after-hours meetings. We have a corporate yoga class offered by Midnight Sun Yoga that will be starting. There's 2 6-week sessions. That's kind of a unique thing where you can come in for an hour during your lunchtime and learn how to do some stretching and movement and whatnot that you can take back to your office.
Okay.
We've had writers in there who just need a quiet place to write and work on a book. We've had tourists, actually, visitors from out of state who were here and had to get some work done, something printed and scanned and emailed, sent off, and popped in and spent 3 hours and finished their work so they could go play.
Whoa. I mean, what you're talking about is something of a service. For example, for the accomplished traveler who visits hotels, very often there's that kind of support, right. Business support, et cetera. But in Palmer, it sounds like you're unique.
Locally, I don't know. I know the hotels have Wi-Fi. I don't know if there's printer, scanner, copy, or that kind of thing accessible there. But it is a really great place to come in and get a project done. It's also a really nice collaborative space. It's a good place to, you know, to meet with others. It's an opportunity to make connections.
So I have not visited when it has been in full operation, but
come on down, I'll give you a tour.
I'm going to do that because I'm particularly interested, as you notice here, in our space, as we've been planning this, and it took, we used an architect to design so that we have some ventilation proper, we can close our door, and those sounds that are out in the street don't penetrate in as we're doing a show such as this. But sound and space has always been interesting to me. Back in the day of open spaces for schools, for example. And given what you have there, you have separate offices and open space, how is there very much in the way of noise as an issue, or how does that work?
Well, the building itself sits back off of the road, so we don't get quite the road noise that you might that might be a concern here, right on the sidewalk. But the offices all have soundproofing throughout, so they're very quiet spaces. You can leave your door open if you want to kind of network and make connections with others. That seems to be what a lot of the office tenants do right now. But, you know, there's plenty of...
So one of the things that I would understand in particular is, having been in an office building, that we have sometimes the situation where you're in your office and there's a long hallway with doors along the hallway, but you really only on an occasion when you might meet someone leaving at the same time as you are, actually see anybody. But then this is a changed environment, a rather significant one.
This is sort of an open concept. Yes, the four smaller offices are sort of in a cluster, and so their doors are right next door to each other. You really can't go in and out without seeing one another.
Sure.
Unless, you know, like I said, they have their doors closed and they need the privacy. The other offices are kind of open onto the collaborative space. So the minute you step out of your office, you know, you have the opportunity to network people that are using the co-working space or in the kitchen, sitting by the fire, whatnot.
Okay. All right. And I'm thinking about this because over the years, many people who have studied offices, office spaces, working situations have noted properly that even larger corporations, in particular, a place like either Google or Apple, for example, have made a very purposeful choice of having a collaborative space and environment. The ability to work on your own, one thing, but also that this both planned and incidental connection with people is significant. Of course, when I'm talking about an Apple, you're talking about people who are even within that large corporation focused on technology. Do you find that here that there's any drift in a particular kind of group or person that would rent there, or are they just across the spectrum?
It's just across the spectrum right now. As I said, it's a really versatile space, so it can be used for a variety of uses. But it is, and we hope potentially, a place that will really become a hive of activity where people will share ideas, you know, where businesses will make connections with others, where, you know, you'll hear about interesting projects that you might be able to assist on or learn something from. So, you know, it's really about networking and bringing the community together around whatever it is that people are doing. You know, we're all, there are so many independents, so many small businesses, so many entrepreneurs that are working from their kitchens or their living rooms, and that's great, and there's an advantage to that, but mm-hmm. there's also, it's also advantageous to work in a space where you have the opportunity to share those projects that you're doing and those ideas that you're thinking about with others who may have something to add to that.
Okay. So plans for the future change. I mean, is it done, finished, and you're not going to do
it? It's beautiful. It's open. It's up and running. You know, there's always long-term projects. You know, in a perfect world, we'll turn the other half into more offices or more classrooms or more open space, whatever seems to be the need.
Because we have room within that building to do that.
There's SDG is currently housing one side of the office,
okay,
or one quarter of it, the front corner.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a garage space in the back that could be renovated at some point down the road.
Okay. Did you 2 years ago? Did you think you would be doing this?
No, I had absolutely no idea. It's a great place to work, though. I love it. It's a wonderful place to go every day. I work with amazing people, and I've met a variety of people in the process.
Okay. So, well, I have to apologize. I've associated you with another project so much that it just flowed off my tongue.
Yes.
But we need to have you talk about that at some point, too.
Yes, I'd be happy to come in and speak about Grow Palmer sometime.
Yeah, and because we're particularly interested in you know, looking out our window and saying, there's a space right there. And that's let's find a time for you to come in, because we have seen the beginnings around town, people
mm-hmm.
Working in the dirt in a variety of places. And I know it, to my mind, has been a very successful program. So let's have you in to talk about that, too.
Love to. Thank
okay.
you.
All right. So anything more about the annex? You want to sum up?
Stop by. We're at 247 South Alaska Street. I'm there most every day. I'd be happy to show you around, give you a tour, and tell me what you might need or how you might like to use the space, and we'll see if we can accommodate.
Okay. All right. We're going to do a little bit of music as we move on down toward the bottom of the hour. Thank Jan Newman for coming in and talking about the annex, and we look forward to her coming in and talking about Grove Palmer. Meanwhile, enjoy the music.